One would have expected that the final kina, a kina that's going to, in a sense, sum up everything that we've been saying today, would be the most horrific of all the kinos. Would conjure up all the terrible, scary images that we've been speaking about for so many hours. And one would expect that we would walk away from the kinos in the most depressed, the saddest mood. And yet there are some things about Eli Tzion that seem to point in the opposite direction. First, there's a minhag Yisrael. The custom is that we stand when we say the kin of Eli Tzion, unlike all the other kinos, and that imagery is very meaningful. That the kinos are recited on the floor, they're recited in the state of Avelos, and as Eli Tzion is recited, it almost is a little bit of a transformation of the day. We know that from this point on, from after Chatzos, one is permitted actually to sit on a chair. Eli Tzion is said in a different way than the other kinos. The other kinos, at one small exception of Betzeis and Mitzrayim, are not sung. They are said in a very low tone, each person almost saying it to themselves. Eli Tzion is said almost as a song, albeit not a very joyful, not a very joyous melody, but nevertheless, it is sung together as a tzibur, as a unit, as a Klal Yisrael, as we begin the transformation from kinos to the point of nechama. And even the refrain of Eli Tzion itself is something which is very startling and very meaningful. Eli Tzion v'arel, that we call out to Yushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael, to Beis HaMikdash, to Torah, all of the ones who have suffered on Tisha B'Av. And we call out and we describe you as an Isha B'Tzireha, someone who is crying, who is screaming, as a woman who is in labor, who is giving birth. And there is no question that is a very painful experience and the cries are real. But as we all know, there's a beautiful culmination to those cries. There's a little baby that comes out at the end of those cries. That's not for nothing that this is the reason why. At the last of the kinos, a Klal Yisrael crying together with the Beis HaMikdash, crying together with all the generations of all the tzaros, crying together with those who suffered in the Crusades, those who suffered in the Holocaust, and all those people who we've met over the last several hours and crying together. But the crying has changed to be not a cry of absolute despair and sorrow, but almost a cry of hope, a cry for a future, a cry that there's a beautiful, beautiful child awaiting at the end of the crying. The kino of Eli Tzion, in a sense, changes and sets us up for the very next stage. I want to just move ahead in the calendar just for a moment. It is now about 1:10 on today being literally Yud Ba'av. If you think for a moment where each and every one of you are going to be in 2 months from now on Yud Tishrei, the day of Yom Kippur, at about this time, around 1:10 in the afternoon, no matter where you will most probably be in the middle of Davening Musaf at this time, in exactly 2 months from today. And you're going to reach a part of the tefillah that is very, very frightening. That is, I would say, as frightening as the kinos that we said this morning. Because just as the kinos this morning highlights the vulnerability of Klal Yisrael, the vulnerability of each and every individual Klal Yisrael, so we're going to say a tefillah exactly 2 months from now, almost to the minute. We're going to speak about Unesara Tokev Kedushas Hayom. We're going to speak about Yichya Miyomus. We're going to speak about just how frail life is. And it's very, very frightening. And one could imagine walking away from Unesara Tokev and walking away from Rosh Hashanah Yikaseivun Yom Tov Kippur Yechaseimun, being depressed, being not able to function, being so scared of our own vulnerability, of our own frailness of life, that we have no hope. How can we possibly function as Ovdei Hashem? And one can imagine walking away from a mourning as powerful as this was. After sitting for hours and hours and saying kinos and hearing about all the tragedies of the last thousands of years, one can imagine one could walk away and saying, there's no future. How am I going to go in a few hours from now and daven by the kosel? How am I going to go pick up in a few hours from now, pick my gemara back up and go back to learn the sugi and go back to learn the tosfos, the same Bali tosfos who we mourned with just a few moments ago? How am I going to open up and read Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, who just recounted as one of the 6 million victims of the Holocaust? How am I going to continue? How can I possibly go on to the next step? How can I go back to Avodas Hashem? And Elit Zion gives us the answer. Elit Zion tells us, each and every one of the people who we cried with today, from the Churban to the Crusades to the Holocaust and everybody else, would have only wanted one thing from us. Each and every one of the victims of the last thousands of years of Churban and post-Churban until our very day would have only one goal and only one dream and only one hope. If they could speak to us, they would tell us. Each and every one of us are the survivors of Jewish history. Each and every one of us owes it to those who came before us to go back to our Gemaras, to go back to our Chumashim, to go back to our mitzvahs, to go back to our davening, because within each and every one of us is the future of Klal Yisrael. Yes, it was a very, very painful morning, a very, very difficult day, as difficult as a woman in childbirth. But at the end of that pain comes a beautiful future, comes a life. And Klal Yisrael are alive, and Klal Yisrael will continue to be alive, and Klal Yisrael will flourish. The degree that Klal Yisrael flourishes, and the degree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to say to us, Ad Kan B'lo Yosef, this was the last Tisha B'Av of Jewish history, depends on a great deal on each and every one of us in this room. Are we going to bring life to Klal Yisrael? Are we going to go back to our Gemaras tonight and tomorrow with a new Islavos, with a new enthusiasm? And Tisha B'Av will have meant something great. In the same way that today we make that commitment to go back with a life, with a Islavos, at the end of the davening, at the end of the Masada Tokev, at the end of Yichud Yomos of Yom Kippur, as frightening as it is, it doesn't end right there. Because, you think back to your own shuls, after that most frightening tefillah of the Masada Tokev, it leads right into Kedusha, which begins to an upbeat, the Kaddish, Yishim Chaba'olam, that we once again sanctify the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but sanctify the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not through the death of Kiddush Hashem that we spoke about today, but through Mekadesh Im Shemayim, through our Torah, through our mitzvahs, through our chesed. That's the future. So the answer to Kinos is Elit Zion V'Arel. The answer is Isha V'Tzirel. The answer is the future of Klal Yisrael that depends on each and every one of us in this room.